Jalalu and Walek Salam to the degree of the Creator's Master Plan of the Year of Our Lord and Host of January
26, 1994.
Okay.
I was telling her about these little intercom systems that they have.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, if you leave them, if you cut them intercom systems on and off, what you're doing is you'll get a backup, you'll get a build-up surge. And what is it? It's like a dam that's banked up, and that's electricity that would be banked up right there at the current. And so when you turn it on, it lets go, shush, it gives you this overload of juice for an instant. Woof, come on real fast, you know? Okay, well, that's called a surge. That's what blow out and mess up these computers and stuff. Well, that backup surge, that by you cutting it on and off like that, every time you use that surge, you take more energy than on that surge than it would just to let it stay on.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So therefore, it has to be made known because you're saving on your bill by leaving that thing on. See, just like fluorescent light bulbs. If you turn fluorescent light bulbs on and off, you're using more juice than it would just leaving them off.
Yes, sir.
There are a lot of people don't know that. You lose more by turning stuff on and off rather than just leave it steady flowing.
Yes, sir.
See, because all that on and off, you're getting build-up surge like a dam with water. You're breaking the dam, poof, and it comes through that quick, and then it settles down. Then you cut it off again, whoop, and you bag it back up again.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So it's cheaper to leave those things on.
Yes, sir.
That's what they're made and designed for, to leave on and not to use that much juice.
Yes, sir.
Okay, can you understand that?
Yes, sir.
So you make it known to everybody to leave them things on.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
That's not a request, that's an order.
Yes, sir.
Okay, then you're supposed to keep tally on what you're supposed to do when all this stuff gets spaced out and you start getting the funds from all the sisters and stuff that's contributing back into the religious body.
Yes, sir.
What you do is you automatically take the what you're paying, what you would pay for rent if you had to pay for rent. You take that, the same amount as what the people ask for the rent, you know?
Yes, sir.
Back into the religious body and work with the other one to be sure, with the balance of it, to be sure that you're balancing the books right.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying there?
Yes, sir.
You know, we got sometimes the things that you got to do to help people, if you care about a person, even in a rigid state that they might not understand. It's like this, what I'm talking about is these FBI agents you say they called you.
Yes, sir.
Don't forget that the thing is to call and make known to them what I had said on the other tape.
Yes, sir.
You can go back to the tape and see what was said.
Yes, sir.
And you can also let them know that you have witnesses where you had to, even where he was brutalized, or not him, but that thing in him when he was full of that stuff.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
That where he had punched the sister and some other so-called the way the cookie crumbled in the face.
Yes, sir.
Was slapped her in the face and Raven got in, tried to get into the bed naked with her after he had gotten full of that stuff. You can bring that up if they need that to help hold him, to make him seek medical attention. Instead of trying to beat that case, we got to wedge him in where he would have to accept some kind of deal with the medical aspect.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You know you wouldn't want to let that person, a person like that, be out on the street and get full of that chemicals and stuff. You don't know what he would do even around a young child. Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
If the child is about 13 or something, you don't know what would happen to him. And if he want to try to beat the case in any other way, then he is trying to be a liar, beat the case with a lie.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, he is not one that, and he'll make the name Anthony L. Muhammad bad.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We have to do the best that we possibly can by the will of Allah because he's an Anshar El Muhammad and because we care, and we have to do the best that we possibly can to the thing that would help him and shake him to the reality So if he won't face that reality, then he deserves to be chipped, incarcerated.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir, that's true.
I'm telling you about truth. I'm not speaking about stupidity-ness.
Yes, sir, that's
true. If he would do this to us, if that mentality inside of him would cause him to do this to us, he would do that to them too.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
But only attacking us, he's attacking them, and they are good white people too.
Yes, sir.
There are some good Caucasians. There are some good devils.
Yes, sir.
There are some that's trying to amend all the wrong that has been done.
Yes, sir.
So you understand what I'm saying? So we owe something to both sides.
Yes, sir.
To all nationalities. Yes, to the peoples of righteousness. Isn't
yes,
that true?
Yes, sir. That's true.
So, therefore, we have to do things that maybe as a nigger, we wouldn't do.
Yes, sir.
And that's get up in the courtroom. I know as a nigger, I wouldn't get up in the courtroom and point a finger at nobody about doing anything.
Yes, sir.
You couldn't get me to go to court. They call that snitching and stuff.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Snitching does not cover this particular field because this particular field is not snitching.
Yes, sir.
This particular field is being righteous.
Yes.
Trying to aid and help a person, because a lot of times what you got to do to aid and help a person, it seems as if you're against that, as if you're against that person until that person gets sanely civilized again.
Yes, sir.
Then he understands, well, wow, I want to thank y'all, man. But that's why some parents have to send their children away to these little hidden junior highs and stuff.
Yes, sir.
Because if they didn't, they know that they would lose their child out in the street to death or something.
Yes, sir.
So they have them committed themselves.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
So, we have to look through the God's eye that our God, the person, the master, one of the people, the best, the most honorable, the most has given us. We have to think of collectively of what is he gets to begin teaching that this is the way answers is, and you know, what he was trying to do was trying to frame that, and he be evolved up into the answer, and we can say that we are a lion, we can have lion in there, we can't have that.
That's right, yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
True, yes, sir.
Because in the background somewhere, he will start trying to teach that other thing.
Yes.
Do these freaky stuff and stuff like that.
Yes, sir.
And we cannot have that.
Yes, sir.
That's of our God and the person of the Master of Allah, the Chief of Muhammad, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, letting you know that this is the price that you have to pay for the truth, and you have to come against those people that you're trying to help sometime, because those people are not themselves right now, and up under some type of drug juice.
Yes, sir.
So anything did in darkness must be brought to the light.
Yes, sir.
So when we're doing this, we're doing it in the name of right.
Yes, sir.
The natural law of right. So you are supposed to let that federal agent know that and explain to him that you would be willing to appear in court if to help him seal the case against him is on the condition that the man needs help. The man is sick. The man is a beautiful brother until he gets full of that stuff and he's like a raving mad dog.
Yes, sir.
That's the way you talk to the federal agent. So therefore, you can see, you let the federal agent know that this is a chance they can take this here and show that they're not gobbleistic people and just want to convict the person because they can recognize that something is wrong with the man.
Yes, sir.
They're doing 16 years of something, but we think it goes further back than just them 16 years. It goes back to something that his so-called parents did to him.
Yes, sir. That's right.
You understand? We got to take it all the way, and he must not be afraid to reveal what his so-called parents did to him.
Yes, sir.
But he never had the opportunity to experience damage of what his parents did to him out there on that level because he got scooped up at a young age.
Yes, sir.
This was going to happen anyway.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying? If he had been out there, this would have passed, and he would have been traveling on in the first place.
Yes, sir.
That same cross-dressing, that same mad fiend avenue.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying? It just don't only point back to when he was incarcerated, it points back beyond that.
Yes, sir. That's
abuse.
Yes, sir. I bear witness to that because the brother, Allah got in the person, Master Wasti Fire Muhammad, Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the remote controlling Master J Man, had the brother to open up to me and relay some of that experience.
Well, God had the brother open up to you.
Yes, sir. That's what I said. Allah got in the person, Master Wasti Fire Muhammad. Yes, sir.
Brother Jehovah Yahweh, or whatever they wanted to be, had him open up. If we're right and we're good people, then this is like his confession time.
Yes, sir.
So that we would know the right way to do to help him when he cries out.
Yes, sir.
Because everybody needs some help. America needs some help. Everybody needs help. Everybody, the righteous people needs help. Because there's a lot of evil people out there doing some evil things and evil people in the government and system.
Yes, sir.
Even in the FBI, they have some bad people. In the state, they have to have some bad people. They have to do the best we can, and let that be to let whatever happens to America be to God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Is that to be to Allah, God, and the person of Master Roddy for our number 9, and the UFO people that exit there, let it be to them.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, we won't let it be just that the answer here, Muhammad, is out there trying to pull America down. No, that ain't, that's already been designed for that to happen.
That's right, yes.
We are out there trying to save our people than the righteous people.
Yes, sir.
We are not, I'm not going to throw a piece of paper on the ground out there to dirty America. You will not find that. It means, you know, like I told the sister, when y'all be outside sometime, when you just come out and I see y'all, or when we was out there and I was teaching you, and I got in the presence of the Master, I see Muhammad, and I said, Muhammad, and Muhammad blessed me to be teaching you, that when you would go to throw a piece of paper out the car, what did I tell you? Don't do that.
Yes, sir.
Don't got no ashtray right here.
That's right, yes, sir.
So you don't carry yourself this way. Don't stand on other people's lawns. Is that not what I say?
Yes, sir.
I say give the people respect, no matter what race, creed, or color that they is.
Yes, sir.
Is that not true?
Yes, sir.
That's true.
So that people's rest in the neighborhood around there. If you see any kind of burglary going around, we're going to bust that. We're going to knock a nucleus in that. Don't do that around here.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You take that foolishness somewhere else and know that someday, where you're taking that somewhere else, we're going to come there too.
Yes, sir.
And stop you.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? That's why I told y'all. You know I told y'all we should get a camera, a whistle, and you blow that whistle when we catch somebody stealing something from black or from anybody. If we catch them stealing off cars and different things, we take a photo picture of the person, this man is found to be in criminal activity.
Yes, sir.
That's what I taught y'all. Is that not true?
Yes, sir.
And we have the picture of him to show all the people, to let him know all through the neighborhood and everything, watch this person because he is known to steal something.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
And I've always talked that way.
Yes, sir.
No buts, ifs, and ands about it.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
I don't advocate making it so easy in here that a person could stand up on his head and do this time.
Yes, sir.
I advocate and make it hard so that they will have a shock therapy or treatment on other people. Said, man, I wouldn't go there.
Yes, sir.
And there would be a lot less people doing that. I mean, how do you train obedient dogs to some form of a physical aspect?
Yes, sir.
Knowing the proper way to apply the pressure.
Yes, sir.
So, you make it known to the FBI, that if you needed to switch his case against the person, that you would be willing to handle that part.
Yes, sir.
If the person seemed like he's trying to squirm out of it, so we can switch the case where he would have no alternative other than to get that psychiatric help, get sentenced to an institution that would check out his medical history and stuff and help him.
Yes, sir.
That we would wedge him into it where he'd have to do it anyway.
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah, God, and the presence of the Master of Waters, Jesus, Allah. Even explaining to the point about he had gotten full of that stuff, and when he got clean of that stuff, he called back and started talking about he had a gun somewhere, a machine gun, and then when he got full of that stuff again, he called back and started talking about, yeah, I'm going to get y'all. I got a machine gun and left the gun with so-and-so, but he had already let you know that he had left the gun with one of the sister answers that he had, that he was trying to take on another trip too.
Yes, sir.
And that you have pictures of the gun that you had took, that you had gotten, that you had found out that he had when he's all upset, that he left up here in the motel room with his sister, and you got pictures of you breaking the gun up, and the gun, you can let him know where it is at. If y'all did that, did you do that?
Yes, sir.
I never seen the picture.
Well, sir, I didn't want to send no pictures like that up there.
I didn't say you wanted to send like that up there, but you could have came up to the window and showed me the picture.
Yes, sir.
Is that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
So I'm allowed to think that maybe you didn't do it.
Yes, sir.
You say, well, no, you think that we did because I'm allowed because you didn't do it in its proper manner, because I told you to either send us one, and I wouldn't care about you sending it because that couldn't have convicted you of anything of sending me a picture like that.
Okay, yes, sir.
But I told you to send me that picture. What, they're going to convict me off of what? A gun that you got with a sledgehammer beating it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you didn't take that picture?
Yes, sir.
Well, what is that going to do, discriminate against me? How is that going to discriminate against me? Huh?
No, I don't know, sir. I can't.
Well, because I told you to send me that picture, I told you to send a picture to the brother to let him know what happened to that thing, what y'all did to that thing.
Yes, sir.
That true?
Yes, sir.
And I told you to keep one.
Yes, sir.
That true?
Yes, sir.
And I told you to try to take a picture wherever you threw it, over the bridge or wherever you threw it.
Yes, sir.